It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. They call it a bomb cyclone. Add that one to your lexicon of apocalyptic-sounding storm phenomena. Powering its way up the East Coast now, causing freezing temperatures and huge snowfalls from Texas all the way to Maine this week. The past year has been marked by extreme weather events, one after the other. Harvey, Maria, wildfires out west. It seems like these events are more common than they were, and if that's true, it seems like climate change could be the cause. So, Chelsea Harvey, is climate change the cause?
Well, science is increasingly telling us that, yes, it can, in fact, have an influence.
That's Chelsea Harvey, a reporter for E&E News. Chelsea, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, great to be here.
So, there's a new scientific field called extreme event attribution, basically trying to connect global warming to extreme weather events. How do they do that, and how far along is the field now?
So the field is still relatively young. It got its start about 15 years ago. And basically, the way to investigate this question is to use climate models. So you would run a series of simulations looking at the world we live in, so a world where climate change does exist, and then another series of simulations where climate change does not exist at all, so a world where there is no such thing as climate change. And then you would compare those two sets of simulations to see what types of events would pop up in each of them, and is there a significant difference between them?
And how confidently can scientists make claims now of causality, which is really what they're going for? Yes, climate change has made these types of storms this much more common.
Right. So first, you have to be careful about the idea of causality. So usually the question that you're investigating is not, did climate change cause this event to occur, but did climate change influence this event in some way? So did it make it more likely to occur, or did it make it more severe in some way?
So, Chelsea, we got a little bit of expertise on this question a few months back. Listen to Adam Sobel from Columbia University, a climatologist.
The rough rule is the more simply a given event is related to temperature, the stronger statements you can make about it. So heat waves are the simplest. Almost any heat wave that happens on the Earth now can be said to be more probable as a result of global warming.
That's Adam Sobel from the Initiative on Extreme Weather and Climate at Columbia University on this show a few months back, basically saying temperature is the key.
Yes, that's true. So it's easier, or you can investigate certain types of events with greater confidence than others. So heat waves or other simple temperature-related events are the easiest, extreme precipitation events. Other more complex weather events, like hurricanes, for example, that have a lot of different components that go into shaping that event, you would be able to investigate with much lower confidence.
How far away is this field, or will the field of prediction here ever get to the point where they can tell us with confidence that hurricanes will get more likely or more frequent or more severe because of global warming?
So, you know, just 15 years ago, scientists were saying, you can't investigate this question at all. This is a thing that, you know, science just doesn't do. And in less than two decades, you know, here we are. So, you know, one could imagine that in the coming years, our confidence with more complex events like hurricanes will increase. I think a lot of that will have to do with our advancements in climate models and climate model ensembles. So as those become more advanced and are able to simulate weather events with greater confidence and with greater accuracy, the field will also continue to mature.
Chelsea Harvey with E&E News. Chelsea, great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering storage solutions for business, including file folders, banker's boxes, and storage bins for getting organized. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, providing information on a range of insurance coverage and price options. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now that's Progressive.